Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Bovada just released their new odds to win Super Bowl 53. The Eagles have went backwards. Now we're a 10-1 favorite, I guess.
We went down?
Yeah. Was a 9-1.
Okay.
Well, no, it was a 9-1, 8-1, now 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, slight reaction to what's going on. And you're not going to know until when Carson, if Carson Wentz gets activated, if Carson Wentz gets cleared and activated,
oh, yeah,
week
things
one,
will change.
People are going to feel a lot different.
Yeah, believe me, Nick's play is not inspiring people to put money down on the Eagles.
It is not. But when I look at my board right here, mm-hmm. people are worried.
Real quick, John, before we go back to the airways, my mom, I'm going to see my mom tonight, my uncle. They're in upstate New Jersey where I got other family members at. Long story short, I got a funeral to go to tomorrow. One of my cousins passed away. But I'm going to see my family tonight up there. And it's a lovely group of women that are sitting down here in Chickies and Pete's celebrating one of their loved ones' birthday tonight. So I want to, from the Marks and Reese show here at 94 WIP, I want to take a chance, take a moment to wish a happy birthday to Mrs. Doris Outerbridge from South Philly, who's in here celebrating her birthday with her family and friends. So I had a touching moment there, man. That's why I said I was in a good mood today.
Look at you.
I know I'm going to see my people after the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I wanted to wish them a happy birthday.
We are going
to
wheel the cake out. Ike will be coming out of the cake in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay tuned.
I ain't ready for that. Yeah, I ain't ready for that. Yeah.
He'll give you, if you're looking for something, he can give it. All right? You know? Hey, listen. If you want to see the guns, he'll show them.
Doris Outerbridge.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes.
Doris. All right, people don't want to panic. Again, everybody's saying don't panic. Nobody's panicking.
Okay.
Ed in Middletown. What's up, Ed?
Johnny Marks.
Hi, Ed. My man.
Hey. All right.
Yo.
You're the man. Hey, listen, it's hullabaloo, not whatever you said before.
Hubba bubba bubba gum.
Yeah, whatever.
I knew it was something like that, yeah.
So I got a couple points. I'm not going to tell my fellow Eagles fans to relax and don't worry and all that kind of stuff. I just want to take a look at why this is happening, okay. And I got a couple things to say. Number one, you know, when Nick Foles was successful, they patterned the offense around him. Let's look back at the last couple games of the year, last year. He was not lighting up the world. But they, with that time off, those last couple games, that time off, they patterned an offense around him. I think that, I'm hoping that, they're not patterning an offense around him. Therefore, maybe it's a little sunlight saying, listen, let's just keep it vanilla. This is going to be Carson's offense. Let's not go crazy trying to run the RPO too crazy. Listen, R, run, P, pass. Who's he have to go to right
option.
Now? The top guys are not out there. So he doesn't have his full offense. Now, I'm not saying Nick would look great right now. I don't know if Clement was out there, if Alshon was out there. But I think it's not time to panic. And my second point is we got to remember we got an all-new revised offensive coaching staff. We got guys that are coming in trying
still
to
the same
things,
offense.
You know, trying to make a name for themselves.
Ed, it's still the same offense. Ed, it's still the same offense. It's still the same offense as last year just because it wasn't Frank Reich's and John DeFilippo's offense. It's Doug Peterson's offense. He's the head coach. He's calling the plays. Like, this is the same terminology. It's nothing new. I'm right on board with you with the lack of a game plan being installed, the RPOs. Doug even mentioned that last night. My thing with Nick was his decision-making last night. Like, that's something a veteran quarterback does not do of his caliber. Like, that's what Doug was irritated about last night. They moved the ball, and then Nick decided to throw the ball to a linebacker.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly stared the guy down. So that's my little bit of a concern. I got all the faith in the world in Nick Foles as a player. I don't like that he's careless with the football. He was careless with the football last night. And that's not something he's known for, right? I mean, that's not something he's known for. But part of it is, to your point, Ed, if you can't protect him and he has to do a lot of moving around and he's worried about being hit, then now he becomes shaky, Nick. I mean, he just becomes shaky back there. I mean, like, we don't have to act as if we haven't seen Nick Foles go through a rut as a player.
Sure we have.
Like, we know he's capable of doing that. We also know he's capable of being the Nick Foles that we saw against Minnesota and in New England.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we're saying, Ed, and I think people are missing out on, is that he doesn't have another opportunity to go out there and play until opening night if he's the starter. So, like John said, it's not about the season in its totality. It's about the start you may get off to the longer Carson Wentz has to sit. Right? Like, if Nick Foles had had two good games, I think everybody would be feeling great right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Repeat.
Yeah, we'd be feeling great. We have people saying sit Carson until October. If Nick had thrown three touchdowns last week, three last night, oh, we don't need to bring Carson back till week 8. So we can't say the performance of Nick doesn't have an impact on us. We just have the luxury of watching him win a Super Bowl for us, that we can fall back on that and ignore some of the things that are happening out there that he should be past as a guy going into his 7th year. That's all. That's all. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking totally at his decision-making last night. That's what
absolutely
I'm looking
right
at. And I guarantee you, that's right. What
and
Doug
I,
is looking
I'm
at.
I'm hoping that little ray of light that I thought was, you know, they're not patterning that offense around specifically making him look good could be a little foreshadowing that we're going to see Carson real soon.
All right. Ben, Ed in Middletown, Delaware for the Phillies tickets. All right, Ed, congratulations.
Good call by Ed, man.
Yeah. Tickets available at Phillies.com.
There was no game that you're right. These aren't things. Now, these are some things that Nick does well. What's the point of putting in a game plan last night and not having him do things that he does well? So while it isn't necessarily the RPO stuff, Doug's not going to bring that stuff out right now. He's saving that stuff for the Falcons.
As he should.
Yeah.
But is this larger than Nick? Is this concern or worry larger than just Nick Foles?
I tell you, the thing that concerns me the most when I look at the team overall is the overall health of the team, particularly on that side of the football.
Yep.
Like when the injuries are listed so vaguely, like we don't know.
Yeah, is it just they're holding them back because they can, or is this something that could cost them?
That could cost them a couple weeks. Yeah.
Right.
Like, can you imagine not having Nelson or Alshon out there?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, that makes things a little tougher.
Billy B at Mark's Reese WIP says, y'all overreacting, holy moly. Who cares one bit about preseason? Do you worry about Philly spring training? This team just came off a Super Bowl win, and they will flip a switch. Who wants to get up to play the Browns in preseason? You couldn't pay me to watch.
How about get up to improve on your play from the week before that was also embarrassing? By the way, last night's game was on national TV.
Yep.
So everybody watched it. Only game on the docket last night. It was the only game on.
Yeah, it's funny because Tom Brady doesn't have that same strategy when it comes to the preseason, Billy B. Right? You know what, Ike?
Yeah.
When it all comes down to it, whether it's Nick Foles as the starter a couple weeks or it's Carson Wentz, maybe they can flip the switch. Maybe they're just gonna walk onto this field and they're gonna be able to do it. I disagree, and I don't think so. Maybe Carson Wentz can be the starter week one. I do think Carson can more or less kind of just come on the field. He's so athletic and so good that he can be a difference maker. Even if he's not at his sharpest, he can still win with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can win with Nick Foles right now the way he's playing. It's going to take Doug getting him right. He's not right now. He's not right.
Yeah, and he's been banged up all summer. Spasms, elbow, like shoulder.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, it's been everything.
I mean, yeah.
Bad in training camp.
Yeah.
Not sharp.
Yeah.
Sarah in Phoenixville. Sarah, hello.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo.
What's up?
What's up, Sarah?
Like that, Sarah. What's happening?
Yo, I'll tell you what, man. I think so far, the best thing that I've heard was happy birthday, Doris, okay? Happy birthday to that woman in the group and all her girls, okay? I feel so bad for this city right now.
What's wrong?
Why are we still talking about Nick Foles?
Well, he played last night.
Let me tell you something. Nick Foles only pulled it out for Philadelphia because he knew the fans were coming after him, okay? They had a great season last year, and when Wentz went down, you know everybody was scared. You know they were scared.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and he was taking the heat. And I know nothing about football. Nothing. But I know this much. A lot of it is mental. And mentally, he knew he had to get in the game last year. I don't think he's got it. I don't think he is a starter quarterback. And I watched that game last night, which I had to listen to Troy Aikman. And the team, the Browns, they were playing, they're going to win. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Because if the Eagles played like that.
We was good all the way up until that statement
Sarah. They scored 5 points.
It was so ugly. Do you guys know, I've been listening, you know, I've been waiting on hold. I listened to one of your callers who, like, probably knows a lot about football. He said, well, you know, maybe he just needs a couple of games. This is the NFL, people. A couple of games? These people, these athletes, they work their whole lives for this. You get out on that field, you play, and you play your butt off.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
They should be worried. Philadelphia, they should be worried. Yeah.
All right.
Are you an Eagles fan, Sarah?
Yes, I was at that game with the Patriots. It was the first Eagles game I was ever at in my life.
What, the preseason game?
Or the Super Bowl.
No, the one where they won against the team in the purple.
I was in it with the Vikings guy,
we were so nice to them. And I said, we're the city of brotherly love. I go, but, you know, me and my best friend that went, I'm like, we're nice. I said, when you get out, good luck. And yeah, we were just teasing with them, but, like, seriously.
Sarah, you admittedly know the least amount of football of any of our callers, but you made the most sense to me.
How about that?
So, do I even have to ask?
Nonsense. It's the truth.
All right, Sarah, hang on. You get Phillies tickets. It's Phillies Friday here on the Marks and Reese Show. You win a pair of tickets to the Phils and the Cubs on Sunday, September 2nd, 1:35. You may see Cole Hamels.
Did you say that team in the purple?
Yeah, that purple team. That purple team. Tickets to Phillies.com. Children 14 and under get a super cool backpack cooler.
That was a good call.
Yeah, John, that was incredible. Because when she called, she said, I want Phillies tickets. I said, well, that's not how it works. And then she said, well, I'll talk about the Eagles. I don't know anything about football. And I said, well, I can't put you on if you don't know anything about football. And then she just unleashed like 5 hot takes out of nowhere. She called her Sarah Bayless. It was incredible.
Sarah
she didn't do any research. She knows nothing. And she made the best point of any caller today.
Yeah, she did. She said that people should be scared. I'm not scared. It's not about being scared, Ike.
Right. No, I'm with you there.
A little concerned. All right.
12-4. I don't know where the 4 losses coming, but I got them at 12-4. That's where I got them at.
Not subject to change?
Nah, I'm sticking to 12-4.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Programming reminder.
No, we don't start off 0-2, but I'm just saying.
That could change things,
Ike. Want to spread that 4 out a little bit.
Lane Johnson joins us at 4:30. We'll ask Lane his thoughts on the preseason so far. We talked to him last week. Every Friday at 4:30. He was pretty candid about it last week. He knows that they need to do better. Well, they know they need to do better right now. We'll ask Lane about it.
Looking forward to this call today.
Yeah, right. And we'll ask him about Colin Cowherd kind of saying that he mentioned Lane Johnson by name and said these guys are, they think that they're the Seahawks.
Doug was on with Colin today.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, I missed it, though.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.